climbers, my songwriting manhood has been called into question. The gauntlet has been thrown, and I've been challenged to a mano-a-mano songwriting contest. A duel, if you will. How did this drama unfold, and how can it help you on your songwriting journey? Listen in to find out. All right, John, do your thing.
Wait, so you're telling me somebody's stepping to my boy?
Stepping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. Let's get to the bottom of this. Welcome to the club! This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. Bottom line, I don't care if you like it, I don't care if you're aware of it, and I don't care how you feel about it. It's just the reality of the situation. You're going to need leverage. It's not just about your art. In fact, your dream coming true of getting the record deal or getting the management contract based solely on your talent without any leverage is 99.9% going to be a curse because they're not going to be able to help you. That's why we called it the climb. We want you to win, and you need to know how to win. So CLIMB, creating leverage in the music business. That's a Baxter name from a good friend and my co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter, who also, as I said, happens to be a hit songwriter. He's got cuts by Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols. He's got multiple number ones in the Southern, recent number ones in the Southern gospel community. And what I love about Brent is he helps songwriters like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, do business like a pro, and then ultimately he connects you with the pros. I mean, he's walking you through to the promised land. What more could you possibly ask for, right? You can find Brent at songwritingpro.com. Once again, that's songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my co-host, Johnny Twinnell. Johnny owns Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. So if you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That is production singular, no S, and there is no S because there is no other Johnny. D. What's up, Johnny?
Somebody stepping in my boy?
Somebody was not happy.
Somebody stepping in my boy?
Yeah, so a disgruntled former songwriting pro member has challenged me to a songwriting contest. Why? Well, because he's better than me, and how dare I not love his songs. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a dust up in my email inbox recently, but I think there are a kerfluffle. Yeah, I think there are some lessons to be gleaned from this drama that can kind of be a cautionary tale for you climbers out there. So yeah, a little bit of drama.
Okay, so well, before we get to that, and I can't, this is news to me, so I can't wait to hear what the hell's going on here and exactly how, who gets to decide who wins the duel, right? Like, it sounds to me like you can't win on this, but okay, let's see what happens here. But let's take care of some business. Join the Climb community on Facebook if you have not done so already. Climb community you can find on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/theclimbcommunity. And you have to ask to be let in. We let everybody in, but we velvet rope it a little bit. We want to hear all about your gigs. We want to hear all about your new songs. We want to hear all about your wins, but you got to put them in the right place for the love of all that is holy. I've just started, like, you know what? Listen, here's the bottom line. We protect this community.
That's right.
We protect the community. Our community matters to us. So you don't get to come in and do stupid shit. You know, if you do, I'm going to delete your post. I'm going to send you a warning. And it's like, dude, we've talked about this. You know, like there are plenty of places to put this. The main feed is not where you put it. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the world's greatest artist. I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're, you know, all things good. Or if you're the devil himself, you will be treated the same. There's only three freaking rules. I like a life with low amounts of rules.
Yes.
Little regulation. That's how I've always lived. I've always been an outlaw, a rebel, a rocker. And you can be too. But, you know, just a modicum of respect for the people in the community. Because if you don't respect our community, then you're going to hear about it, you know? And if you do it more than once, you're going to be blocked. So our people matter and we protect them. That's all you need to know, right? So let's talk about some wins.
Yes.
Like what you would be in the New Heights section on Wednesdays.
Well, that's right.
Where you can post in the comment and get all the love and all the feedback that you want. And, you know, something else I wish people would realize.
Yeah.
Is that this is not your audience for sales.
Right.
This is not your audience for... These are not the people who are going to be your fans.
That's right.
These are your contemporaries.
Mm-hmm. Your peers.
This is like Lady Gaga going to YouTube going, hey, Bono, like, you're a jerk. Why haven't you bought all my records?
Right.
Well, you know, sorry, love. I've been busy living my life and being my own damn rock star. I don't have time for your crap. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, it's like, come on. I mean, this is where you're going to talk about how to build a better social media feed, how to get some better songs written, connect with some songwriters, do some cool marketing stuff, share your wins and get support, get a rah-rah, awesome. But this is these are not the people that are going to actually probably come to your gig.
That's right. They got their own gig.
In Orlando when they're in Seattle, you know, like come...
Somebody's fired up today.
So putting it in the main feed doesn't service
anybody.
It just it's the most selfish thing you could do. If you want to do something unselfish, do that in the main feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like provide us with good information. Like there's people that put in like, hey, check this out. Here's this video I thought that was interesting to me and I thought could be interesting to you. Right.
Or ask questions.
Or ask a question in the main feed.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely do that too. But, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like the rest of our community feels when they see that. Like, what the hell?
Really? Yeah, exactly. Know the audience.
Yeah. So what you're hoping to accomplish, I mean, just think about that just for the logical sense. You look like a monkey with a gun when you post stuff in the main feed, right? So the result of why you're posting it, and maybe most of you are probably just unaware. You're just go on about life living like that. But for those of you that are aware, if you're what you're trying to gain on that feed by putting it in the main feed, you're getting the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even going to look at it. They're just going to be like,
right.
What a douche.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to play angel's advocate here. And I'm thinking that the people that are hearing us right now are not the people that do that. I think the people that do that are not real climbers. They're not listeners. They're spraying and praying. They're going through a bunch of different groups and they're just tossing stuff in there.
But in order for them to get in, I guess they have to ask to be let in. So they feel like they're climbers. You know what I mean?
Oh, or at least they have no excuses.
They're drive-by climbers.
Exactly. So they didn't, you know, say yes to whatever they had to say yes to get in. But then they don't pay any attention to that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that nobody listening to this does that because they listen to this or they're otherwise engaged in the community and they understand. So, and if you do want to share your music, so for the sake of finding co-writes, finding whatever, we have Music Monday, which is where we encourage you to share your music in the comments. And that's where people go. So if somebody wants to listen to music, it's there, it's appropriate, it makes sense. Like, you know, you keep your milk in the fridge and people know where to find the milk and the milk doesn't spoil. You keep the milk out on the counter, it goes bad, and nobody's happy about that. Keep your milk in the fridge. We have fridges for this stuff, and then we're happy.
Yeah.
We know where the milk is. So we do have the New Heights segment, which is every Wednesday, so we encourage you to leave the comment there, share with us so we can celebrate with you.
When is that New Heights segment?
New Heights is on Wednesday.
And what's on Monday? It's Music Monday.
Music Monday.
Right? And what's that for? Why would you call it Music Monday?
Because that's where we want you.
That's just alliteration, right? You just like the double M thing? Was that
I do like that. That's partly why we do Monday. But that's where you can share your music in the comments. That way if people want to hear
I can
music,
share my music?
You can.
In the comments.
In the comments. Keep your milk in the fridge.
On Monday?
On Monday.
Which is why they call it Music Monday.
Yes.
And then I'm going to get love. I'm going to get a lot of love when I share in there.
You have a lot better chance of getting it there. And you know what? You can.
As opposed to a nasty gram.
Right, exactly. You'll get like, hey, thank you for putting this here versus a go away. And here's the thing about Music Monday or Wednesday, you know, on New Heights on Wednesday. If you miss it by a day, just go find the post. You can post in there in the comments after that day. That's cool. Hey, better late than never, you know?
Yep.
But you just keep it in the comments. So Music Monday, you can post in there on a Thursday. I don't care. Just find the Music Monday post. So,
and for the record, listen, it occurs to me, and I'm very self-aware, that I have an edge to my personality. Yeah. I don't send anybody an actual nasty gram. We say it's a nicely worded nasty gram.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we really want to hear about this. Please put it in the right place. And then delete.
Right, exactly. So, all right. So here's some wins, because we got to get rolling on this. All right. Kevin Rowe, climber, says, my new cut with Hurricane Highway went to number one on the UK/Irish Hot Disc chart. That's Hurricane Highway's 8th number one and my 2nd with them. So Kevin Kirk chimes in. That's great. And I concur with Kevin Kirk, Kevin Rowe. That is great. So good job on the number one. So people having hits, and that's over in the UK. So that's pretty cool. Kevin's written, I know Kevin, and we've written together, and he's written a bunch of songs on Hurricane Highway's current album, I believe. So they found a good one, and they're writing with him. So that's awesome. Here, climber Patrick Adams says, well, I'm going to post four because Mr. Chris Tiscarino is not on the face place here. He has made the NSAI's one to watch. For those of you know him, he's a gypsy troubadour soul of this community, and I'm proud to call him my friend and fellow amigo. Oh, we had a Ford on our song A Good Day for an advertising listing through Taxi. So congrats to fellow amigos Chris Tiscarino and Brad Hacker on this win. So that's awesome.
Oh, good. Hey, wait, hold on. Tiscarino's not on there because he's not on social media.
He's not
right?
on Facebook. He is not on Facebook.
He's like Sasquatch. Like, I feel like I see him.
Do you hear about him?
I hear about him, but I never see him, but I hear about
yes.
him.
So that's awesome for, you know, Patrick Adams, awesome. A climber, shouting out another climber in the wins.
That's awesome.
So that's, and Chris is a good rider. Patrick's a good rider. They got stuff going on. Bill O'Hanlon. Yeah,
I mean, I keep hearing about him like all exactly. the time. Wins, like all these accomplishments.
Exactly. And what is that?
You know, I want to see his face sometime. Like Patrick, post a picture of his face.
Well, I've gotten to see his face because he does songwriting pro stuff. So,
oh, really? Oh,
yeah, he's a song pro over there, and yeah, he'll hop on Zoom.
Hook
but he's just saying hopping on Facebook. So
brother up. I want to see who it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Climber Bill O'Hanlon says, got a song selected for the top 10 in Songwriting Pro's Pro Connect event, which he did, which we're about to host, which will already be over by the time y'all hear this. But so congrats to Bill on that. And Bill says, finished my 149th song for the year, pitching 2 to 5 songs a day, getting sync songs signed several times a week these days, having the time of my life writing songs. So good job, Bill. And there are other wins. We just don't have time to share them all. But again, that's the New Heights segment. We'd love to hear your wins. It's a great time to... you get a humble brag. You're not bragging. We're asking you for it. We're like, what's up? It's not a brag. It's answering a question that we want to hear. And then you get a chance to, you know, get your name out there and hopefully attract good things to you.
Oh, hey, that's a good point, the way you just said. You're answering a question because we're asking, as opposed to put it in the feed. We're not asking.
Exactly. So we want to hear it. So let's get into this duel.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, so lately, every time somebody joins Songwriting Pro, I do this thing called Bonjoro, which is an app. It allows you to send a personal video. And so I'd send when I see that somebody signs up for Songwriting Pro membership, you know, becomes a member, I send them a personal video, just kind of welcoming them, letting them know what to expect and some of the cool stuff we have coming up. It's just a friendly, personal onboarding message. So I like to do that. And the member can message me back. So it's pretty cool to use Bonjoro for that. So anyway, I'm going to leave this person's name out of it because that would just be mean to call them out in the show when I have a platform and they don't. But so I'm not going to use this person's real name. We'll call him Ricky. That is not his real name.
Ricky Bobby.
But we're going to call him Ricky. Ricky. So because,
can we call him Ricky Bobby?
Ricky Bobby. You're right. Because if he ain't first, you're last. And he's the greatest.
That's right.
But anyway, so the whole thing is pretty entertaining. But like I said earlier, I think there's some lessons here. So we'll dive into this. So I send my video. Hey, welcome, Ricky Bobby. Welcome to Songwriting Pro. Here's some stuff going on, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you have any trouble, whatever, let me know. You can email me back at da, da, da. And here we go. So this is what I get back in the response to the video. It says, I'm looking for a major artist to record my country songs. I already know how to write pro songs. I already have 2 songwriting contest rewards. They're already on my page. Also, the songs I have on your site are already on major internet playing with some of the biggest names out there. I just need help gutting them to major artists. Let's see if you are really trying to help songwriters that has professional radio-ready top recording professional songs. Make no excuses. I have them top-of-the-line equipment and singers.
Wait, radio ready? So he's recording his own songs?
Something like that. Yeah, with top equipment.
And he
singers.
Wants like the Tim McGraws to cut them?
So he's not recording his own, so he's hiring demo stuff. it's other people's voices on there, I believe.
Oh.
So I hop on over to songwriting. I'm like, oh boy. So first of all, when you lead with, I already know how to write songs, I just need you to get them to the right people. Pros look at that and go, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Because pros just don't talk like that. Right? So I hop on over to, no.
No. That's a big, big red flag.
That's a right off the bat.
Not one, but two.
Getting major internet play.
Songwriting contest wins.
Right. Which, that can be, if you present it, that can be part of your calling card, and that can be cool. Like, hey, man, I've gotten a couple. But in the context of here, like proving his greatness versus saying, hey, you know, here's some stuff I have going on. that can be a positive thing that can go, oh, okay, well, so-and-so's working and they're doing stuff and they must have something going on. But in the context of I already know how to write and this proves it, it comes off as just like, that's, and major internet play with some of the biggest names. I'm like, I think you'd tell me.
And if only the bar that had to be met, the criteria that had to be met to be a songwriter with cuts that makes a living was just talent, that would be awesome.
That would be. That'd be really sweet. But unfortunately, there's knowing how to deal with people, which, as we're finding, might be an issue with
might
Ricky
be
Bobby here.
Your problem. Bobby's problem.
So I hop on over to Songwriting Pro, and I listen to
this. He wakes up and pisses, Excellence.
Right. So I hop on over to Songwriting Pro, and I listen to the two songs he's posted so far. Not great. Not terrible, but they're just not ready for a major artist, in my opinion. They're just like, it's okay. It's not great. So I think there are some things Ricky can learn about writing, you know, what a commercial country song is currently. You know, what would an artist say, things like that. So I think he's got a couple things, but I can already tell he's not ready for the truth, though. It's like, you know, Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I kind of sit on it for a couple of days. I'm not really sure how to respond because I'm like, well, I'm not going to lie to this guy and blow smoke up his butt. But I already know he's not going to react favorably to my honesty. So then I get another mess the day that one of our song title challenges drops. And so our song title challenge drops. And so what do? I email the Songwriting Pro community, let people know, hey, you've got a new episode just dropped. If you learn from this, it'll help you make you a better writer, all that good stuff. So apparently he took a personal offense that I would send him an email suggesting that he dig more deeply into his titles. Like, we recorded this whole episode just for Ricky Bobby or something like that. So here's what he said. I don't write songs like that. I can, but I will not. I love the way I write. I'm writing hit songs as it is. To write a song that way, that's not my thing. All caps, Johnny. All caps.
Hold on a second. Can we also just dissect that sentence? I'm writing hit songs. Which ones were hits?
A hit is not a song. It's a result. So, yeah.
It's not a hit song until it's actually a hit.
Hit song, right. You'd say, yeah.
I mean, there's lots of great songs that made deep album cuts that were never hits.
Yeah. A hit is a result. So,
there's another, it's like, no, it's a hit. You just don't know it yet.
Okay. I mean,
but then by definition,
right? You're not writing hits.
Yeah, it's like calling.
You can't write a hit.
Already, I'm exhausted with this guy.
Oh yeah, well, it's all caps, one sentence, no punctuation. So he took personal offense that again, I bothered to share with him along with everyone else.
Yeah,
a song titled Challenge episode, trying to help.
Well, it's just about
so,
him.
Of course. He goes, it's all caps. But I respond as kindly as I can, and honestly, I've kind of a morbid curiosity at this point. I'm like, okay, now I'm intrigued. This could
now it's like what? Now it's a train
now it's
wreck,
like,
and you want to slow down
that scab? Like, oh, dude, but they're feeling something. I'm feeling something. So we're, you know. So anyway, so I go. So I respond. I'm like, why is this upsetting you? That I would encourage our community to consider and brainstorm several ideas to go with their titles before settling on one. I'm just trying to help. So I'm just like, I'm curious. Why does this bother you? So his reply, listen, if you really want to help get my songs to major artists, they're that good. And before I can even respond to that, I get another.
Chop, chop, cowboy, time is money.
Yeah, so
right?
Before I can respond to that, another email goes out as part of my standard onboarding sequence. So Ricky Bobby here, new Songwriting Pro member. So another email goes out, part of my standard onboarding. So this one's Spotlight Songwriting Pro's Artist Insight Reports. Basically, it's like, you know, hey, learn what artists really record. Here's a report on a recent Blake Shelton album. We dive into song topics, the songwriters, the tempos, the themes, the key, BPMs, all that kind of stuff. You know, so we're just like breaking down, like, here's what's actually on people's records. What can we learn from this? You know, well, he didn't like that. So before I had time to respond to that one, he gets another email. And he goes like, I keep showing you, or you keep showing me what other artists has done that's not benefiting them. and you because you're charging me a fee and pretending to help me. If I care, I don't care if it's just, it's hard to read this because I'm trying to read it exactly as you wrote it. I don't care if it's $1, you're charging me fee, all that stuff you're trying to teach me, I already know. I have books about all the music business, so stop acting like you're trying to help me when I know you're not. You did not say anything about the songs I sent to you because you know they're professional and I have hit potential, but you're not going to tell me that because you're not really trying to help songwriters unless it benefits you. My songs are ready for major artists and you know it. My songs are just as good or better than you or your Nashville people. Hold on. Then you or your Nashville people don't like to tell the truth about outside songwriters. And that's sad because we can get with some of the best of you. We just want a chance. So there's.
Wow. So I thought, wait, hold on. We went from cocky, I'm a hit songwriter, everybody needs to know about me. Now I just need a chance.
Yes, and I'm not telling him the truth because us.
There's some tone there, but also.
Nashville people.
Wait, read it again because something triggered me.
Oh,
there,
boy. Like, I'm pretending to help. I already know all the stuff because I've read books.
He sounds completely effing ignorant.
Yeah.
Because he's confusing you with a publishing company.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
Right? Or a song plugger.
Well, which. Like. Yes.
Hey, dummy. Like, this is.
Not what I do.
You're not paying me to plug your songs.
Well, exactly. And that's what I respond with is like. I am trying to help you. I listened to your songs. I didn't say anything because I wasn't sure how to let you down gently. I can tell you wouldn't be receptive to my comments anyway. First of all, I do not claim that a Songwriting Pro membership will get your songs pitched to artists. I provide some pitch opportunities to go along with the education I provide, but I am not a song plugger. I do not claim to be a song plugger. So yes, Johnny, you're right. And nowhere on there, you may see some opportunities for like play for a publisher, some pro connect.
Shut up and give me a cock, clown.
I'm not a song plugger. That's not not a service I claim to provide. So I go on to say, in my professional opinion, neither the songs on the site are ready to be pitched to major artists. The information and education I provide can help you, but only if you don't already know it all. It begins with humility. You say you're writing hits. What hits have you had? We all have more to learn. You, me, everybody. I say you don't just to say you don't have more to learn just shows a lack of professionalism, humility, and self-awareness. If you're only here to get your songs in front of major artists, this will not be a good fit, and I'll be happy to cancel your membership for you. But if you're willing to swallow your pride and really get better, Songwriting Pro can help.
Yeah, and by the way, and not for nothing, if I'm sure this guy's not listening because he doesn't need
anything we have to offer.
Information. But I know lots of hit songwriters. You're one of them. I don't know any. Not one friggin' hit songwriter that thinks they're done learning.
Right. Not that are still, any that are still in the game. Maybe some people that stopped learning and are no longer in the business. But yeah, it's, that's the thing. And that's one lesson here is if you think you know it all, you leveled off. You've topped out. You're not going to learn more. And people aren't going to even try to help you. I mean, that's why I started closing the one. Yeah, this is not. We have a 14-day free trial membership at songwritingpro.com. Mm-hmm. And so he's still within that 14-day free trial. So he hadn't given me a penny yet because we let people come in, sniff it out, see if it's a good fit, And so so I'm thinking, okay, let's start shutting this down before this guy sends me any money because this is getting not fun at this point. And it's not going to be a good fit. We're not providing the service he wants.
Yeah.
So let's just start closing the door because I don't want his money because I'm not doing.
What you need is a professional ass kissing service.
There are some sharks out there that probably will tell you you're great and take your money.
Dude, you are amazing.
And tell you
these are hit songs.
Give me money and I will pitch
it. And for $100 a month,
right?
We'll show some people.
Exactly. Well,
I don't say who we're going to show.
Yeah, and I can tell you now they're going to pass, but we'll show. Right. So I'm not that guy, right? So yeah, I'm starting to go. Yeah, well, maybe here you go. Here's the door, we'll be happy to cancel out. Your trial membership's not even over yet. You haven't given me a dime. Don't even have to worry about refunds. Let's just go. But yeah, so lessons in this. One, he already knows everything, so he's not going to learn anything else. You have to keep an open mind. You have to have humility. And also when you're talking to professionals or anybody, you want to lead with humility. That you do have more to learn. I have more to learn. I want to learn. I want to get better as a songwriter about the business, about the art, the craft, all that stuff. I have more to learn. I don't know everything. And part of what I do Songwriting Pro for is so I can learn and I can ask people questions when we do, song title challenges. I'm learning from the guests that we have on. When I do Know the Pro events or Play for Publisher, I'm learning from the pros that are in there with me. It's part of why I do this.
Can you imagine how intolerable this girl, this guy would be if he actually did have a hit? I mean, I'm just thinking about you. Like, we told this story countless times in the show, but when I first met you, you already had Monday morning church in the bag.
Yeah.
And gotten paid, you know, and a brand new truck to show it. You already had every head bowed in the bag, right? Like, these are cuts. These are hits. And you got some crap written on your thermos reminding you how to be a current songwriter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And proof positive from the moment I met this man. You're not going to find a more humble person. You're not going to find more humility than this guy. Always learning. And this guy already thinks he knows it all. And then he's going to, if he actually, God forbid, had a hit, nobody's going to want to write with him.
Right.
Because can you imagine what that room's going to feel like, dude?
Yeah, it'd be awful. It would be awful. That's the thing, because it would definitely self-destruct. It'd be like, you know, one of those, I don't know, little bottle rockets. Pop! Oh, that was it. That's over.
Yeah,
you know,
because one hit wonder.
Yeah, no one learns less than the one who already knows it all, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, yes, one, he obviously did not research what Songwriting Pro does, and it's right there on the, you know, songwritingpro.com/inside where I lay it out, what we do, the services we provide, the educate, all that stuff. We lay it
another
out.
Another clear indicator that he's not paying attention to anything.
So, right. So, one, do your research on people that, you know, thankfully he was in the 2-week trials. He hadn't given me any money. So I'd have refunded it. But anyway, because he's still brand new. So he didn't do his research on who, you know, what he's signing up for. So wasting his own time, and he didn't waste money, but a lot of places you would waste your money too. And yeah, he already knows it all. And he's just wanting a song plugger, and that's not what we do. And then he's just really arrogant about it. And so, which, you know, so I'm sending that email to him. And he comes back. He's like, brother, you can hurt my feelings if you try, because I know for sure my songs are ready for major artists. So I don't need to give you a dime to tell me anything about the music business, because I already know it. I have all those books. I'm like, all right, I'll go ahead and cancel you out. Thanks. Good luck on everything. So I'm like, all right, well, peace. Peace, brother. So that's not enough for Ricky Bobby. He comes back at me. He's like, listen, I know how to write hit songs. I just don't have the connections. I'm like, I wonder why you don't have the connections. You're such a peach.
It's so funny.
You make me want to help you.
Okay, listen, enough of what I think about me. What do you think about
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
Enough of what I think about my songs. What do you think about my songs?
Oh man. So he goes, I just don't have the connections. Also, you think because you're from Nashville that you're a better writer than me because I'm from the north. Apparently he's from the north. I didn't know that. I don't care. Anyway, tell you what, I'll challenge you, Brent, to a songwriting contest. I bet I can write better songs and lyrics than you. I don't need you to show me how to write lyrics or songs. I'm young. I know what we like to hear. I'm like, Mr. Ricky, you'd be better off focusing on writing better songs and building better relationships than challenging people to pointless and time-wasting contests. That's what I'm focusing on, in addition to helping other songwriters. God bless. So he challenged me to a songwriting contest.
At this point, you're a better man than me, because I just would have been like, I'll tell you what, let's just challenge. Let's do another challenge. I'll send you how many hits I have, and you send me how many hits you have. End of effing story.
So,
dude, you dumb idiot.
I know. That is like, what outcome are you hoping for here?
Yeah.
What outcome? So, y'all, you can't.
He must be, is he drunk? He must be like, just.
I have no idea.
On drugs.
I have no idea what's going on. So.
Straight up.
Okay, so you can't, Climber, you can't argue someone into respecting your writing or into liking your songs or into liking you as a person. It just, you can't argue them into that. They will just, so I started off already wary of Ricky Bobby here and go, because of the way he came out swinging, like, listen, I'm already awesome. You don't need to tell me anything. I'm like, all right, well, you obviously don't know what you're doing. And but then I go listen to songs. I'm like, they're just okay. They're just not there yet. They're just, he's, you know, there's some bits and pieces, but he's just got a ways to go. But now by the end of it, it's like, wow, I like you and your songs even less now than when we started out. Congratulations. You've moved backwards. you know, so you can't argue people into
and quickly,
it.
Quickly.
Yes.
Quickly. It de-escalated quickly.
It went downhill pretty quick. So
less than 2 weeks.
Yes, definitely. This is like, yeah, just like less than a weekend. And so my wife is like, can these people find out where you live? This is my wife, because I told her about it a little bit, because it's also somewhat entertaining. But yeah, you can't argue someone into liking you and your songs. What they'll end up doing is just disliking you and your song. Instead of just not loving your song, mm-hmm. they'll dislike you too. And that's not a win. So humility, graciousness, yeah. And you got to have some...
I straight up want to just do like a reality show.
Oh my gosh.
I want just a camera to follow this guy around, and all expenses paid trip to Nashville. Yeah. Here's all the addresses of all the publishing companies. They want to hear from you because of the music. Thank you, but we just need to follow you with the camera because you're going to want to document this shit.
Yeah. I mean? Well, that's like, the thing. It's, I mean,
he's going to be arrested. He's going to go to jail.
I mean, I thought I was a much better songwriter than I was before I started taking Live Fire, right? I mean, nothing knocks you off your high horse like getting in the game. Like, we're all superstars on the sidelines. You get in the game, you get your bell rung, and you're like, oh, that'll reset your, you know, level real quick. And so, you're talking about, and that's very kind of you to say, you know, I was humble when we first met, even after having some success, is because I was still getting my clock cleaned. Like, I was very blessed to have some wins, yeah. And I had a whole lot of losses to go with them. And a lot of stuff that will, you know, knock you off your high horse. They go, I got a lot to learn about this. There's still a whole nother level that I need to be playing on. And so, you know, it's not that what's dangerous is that people, they don't know. It's that they know so much that just isn't true. Like, he knows so much. However, what he knows just isn't true. That's even harder to help than people that are like, I don't know. Can you help me out here? That's the thing. Like, if he'd come in and said, so hear my songs, you know, man, I want to get songs to major artists and stuff. Can you help? And I listened to him. I'm like, well, you know, but I felt like this person wants to learn. Hey, you know, I see some stuff here, but I think you got a ways to go. You know, I might suggest podcasts, or I might suggest different things or whatever, you know, point to some stuff in the membership. And if you're humble and want to learn, then I want to help. Most pros want to help if they sense that you're humble and you really care about doing the deal and being great, and you want to learn and you're respecting them and their time, then they want to help. But when you already know everything, it's just like, okay, how quickly can I get out of the same airspace? Because this is wasting both of our times. Because what is that? You know, you try to teach a pig to tap dance, but you're just wasting your time and annoying the pig.
Yeah. And here's another aspect of it. It's like, if you talk about the amount of just business you can do, let's just pretend for a second that his songs are good, mm-hmm. right? That his songs are competitive.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just pretend that. Like, his whole business model is set up completely on outside cuts, because with that personality, he's never going to get in a room with an artist.
No.
Artists are going to be like, hell no.
Or at least they're definitely not going to get in a room twice. And you think an artist is going to, even if it's good and competitive, are they going to want to cut that song? Because that ties them in business with him for the rest of their lives?
No.
Puts him in that orbit?
Yeah.
No.
Like, listen, my buddy Joe's mailman's half-sister's dog sitter's ex-husband told me I should have another $100,000 for this song, and I'm getting screwed.
Right.
So what gives?
Right. I mean, yeah, because they're, if you're a problem, right, we want to be solutions. We don't want to be problems. As songwriters, we're here to provide solutions, not become a problem.
Yeah, if you're not part of the solution, you're
exactly.
Part of the problem.
And so even if this person did get in with a publisher and they had really good songs, but they're just going to be a problem, the publisher just doesn't have time for that. Mm-mm. Songwriters are, you know, we're enough of a head case as it is on good days, like when we got our crap together, that business will tear your crap apart and make you question your whole life. And that's if you got your stuff together coming in and you're a good writer and a good solid person. And so if you're already bonkers coming in, oh man, they don't want that problem. I don't want that problem as a co-writer. You know, I've had co-writers wear me out about stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go through that again. So there's no possible future where that works out well. with that attitude. You want to be a solution. You don't want to be a problem. You want them, when they see you coming, to see there's solutions right there. You know, there's solutions dressed up as Johnny. Mm-hmm. You know, not there's a problem in a Johnny mask. You don't want them to think that, because then they run from it. Well, we got enough problems. We don't need to import them.
Everybody's got enough problems. They don't
exactly
need to import them.
As they say in football, you know, you recruit your problems. So, but you know, so he goes on to say, "Hey, I'm already better than you, and I'm writing songs like the Radio Today. I just haven't done anything with it." I'm like, okay, then stop complaining and go do something with those great songs. I'm not stopping you. Go do something.
You're such a better man than me. I would just be asking questions. So what you have is hit songs that aren't hits yet, but problem is, your admitted problem is that you don't have any connections. Okay. Do you think that that's part of the equation?
Do you think your attitude?
Like, why don't you have any connections?
Right.
Well, because I don't live down in Nashville, but he thinks they're better than me. Oh.
Right.
Well, I mean, Brent doesn't live in Nashville. He had a couple number ones in the last 24 months.
granted, I did live.
So that excuse goes out the window. What's the next reason you don't have any connections? Let's just keep going all the way down, peeling that onion until it gets to you. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to connect.
Exactly. Like, oh, yeah. You're like, well, let me tell you about the bridge you just burned with me. Start insulting me.
Yeah.
Saying
you're just scorched earth.
Oh yeah, exactly.
One.
Like, that's the thing about the music business. We don't have to, there's very few people we have to work with, right?
Yeah.
So we like to work with people we enjoy, people that come dressed as a solution, because we're all looking to solve our own problem.
Yeah.
So I like to write with people that look like solutions to my problems. Like, they have great melodies. They have good publishing teams. They pitch their songs. They're a hoot to hang out with in the room. You know, those, like, oh, they look like solutions. This is positives. And people write with me because whatever it is I bring to the table, they see as more solution than problem. The people we don't work twice with, or try not to work with, is when they are more problem than solution. Like, nobody has time for that.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason people will listen to my songs, if I'm pitching them songs, because they think he may have the solution I'm looking for. And the possibility of the solution outweighs the possibility of problem in their eyes. So you want to be a solution. You don't want to be a problem. And that's a big thing is, so no, I'm not going to duel this songwriter, because that's just pointless. So like, what am I going to focus on? And this, I think, it was a lesson for you too, Climber. Like, don't get sucked into this. You know, yes, it is competitive. We're all trying to get on the same Tim McGraw records and Garth Brooks records and whoever records, right? We're all trying to get on these records. And so it's competitive, but yet it's not, because we write with other people. We go in business with people. We cheer for each other, that kind of thing. You want to focus on your game. You want to get better. You want to build great songs. You want to build great relationships and repeat. Those are the three steps. Write great songs, build strong relationships, repeat. You just focus on that. Focus on your game. We aren't trying to keep you out of Nashville or anywhere else. We want to help our buddies. Sure. But isn't that the way of the world every which way? But hey, if you have a great song and you become a solution, everybody wants to work with you.
And the quality of the songs is mission critical.
Important.
Don't get me
so
wrong.
Important.
But it's 10%.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, if you don't have that 10%, the other 90% isn't going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just have the 10%. You need the other 90%. Like, it's only 10%.
Yeah.
And the other part is, like, the relationships.
Because there are a lot of people in Nashville and in other parts of the country that are writing commercially viable, competitive songs. Or if you put them in a room,
yeah,
they can get there. There's a way more people that can do that than actually are getting songs on records. So what's making that difference?
When you look at any of the writing credits on any artist's release, there's a lot of usual suspects.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For each artist. Wow, this is my team right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose them first, you know?
And yes, a tie goes to the buddy or the proven commodity. That's just the way it is. It's the way it's always going to be.
Yeah. Tie goes to the offense.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're on offense. They've earned it because they're good. They're good writers. They're no bad writers.
That's right. And they have the relationship, which is why the tie goes
exactly.
to them.
Well, because they get the relationship allows them to pitch more songs, get more songs heard and to get better intel on what the artist is looking for. So that helps. So you gotta get through that to get that first one. But you start, if you're in the room and you're writing good stuff, you're good hang, you write great songs, build strong relationships, repeat, you get in more and more rooms, more people, you get more opportunities, and you keep doing it and stay humble and keep learning, and people will be cheering for you and want to see it happen for you too. Because that's good for them, because you're also on their team and they're on your team and you have songs together. And right. So when you win, they win. A rising tide lifts all boats. So anyway, no, we're not going to duel because I'm playing a different game. I'm not trying to compete with him. I'm trying to get my songs on records. And so I hope we'll do the same thing and not worry so much about what other people are doing. Worry about what you're doing. Write the best songs you can. Build the best relationships you can. Stay humble. Be teachable. Even if you are better than that person or think you are, well, there's a reason they're on that side of the desk. They have something going.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be on that side of the desk, be humble, learn from it. Maybe there's something they know that you don't, or they've just put in the time and you just got to keep putting in the time. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. If y'all are interested, if you'd like to get one of those personalized video welcome emails from me for joining Songwriting Pro, you can do that at songwritingpro.com. 14-day free trial. Yay.
There you go.
So, and you will probably have a much better experience than this dude did, than Ricky Bobby did.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of another Killer Climb episode. So make sure you join the climb community, follow the podcast or subscribe to it, and tell a friend about it. Maybe tell your friend about this specific episode, and you know who that friend is that needs to hear this information. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top. Ooh,